Good morning. So yesterday we started a discussion about the mechayev of the din prati of tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, and that mechayev is generated by the status of Yom Kippur as ketz mechilo slicha v'Yisrael, dahainu, the opportunity for mechila itself obliges the process of tshuva hyphen vidui to take place. Lefikach, being the critical word in the Rambam, chayavin hakol asos tshuva lizvados b'Yom HaKippurim. Hakol, meaning, as we indicated, Yachid, Urabim, everybody and the Tzibur has to engage in the process of tshuva / vidui b'Yom HaKippurim, because the opportunity for mechila and slicha demands that of us. And then the Rambam goes on to say, Yom mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim sheyaschol me'erev hayom, kodem sheyochal, shema yichanek v'suda kodem sheyisvad. It's a machlokas rishonim how to understand exactly the chashash in the Gemara. Is it a chashash of tiruf hadas, of shichrus? In the Suda Mafsekes, the Rambam puts it in very dramatic terms, right? That a person might actually expire prior to Yom Kippur. I think the Rambam l'shitaso, because the Rambam is explaining that the possibility of expiation, of being able to clean one's slate, is beckoning, and to expire without having done that process, given what for the Rambam is the opportunity, right? The person is kafar biikar kol yama v'chazar be'achrona, right? Ein mazkirin lo shum avon. So it would be unthinkable, right? And so the Rambam emphasizes, once you're so close already to Yom Kippur, and, right, as we know, the Rambam Shita and Shvisas Asar, that there's only one day a year, the Achaz Vashana, where you're able to expand into the day before as well as the day after. So the Rambam says the mitzvah of Vidui Yom Kippur actually begins, spills over to Erev Yom HaKippurim, because the threat of not expiating oneself, of not clearing one's slate, as it were, is so grave as one approaches the Ketz Mechilo Slicha Yisrael. Ve'afal pi shizvada kodem shiyochal chozer mizvada b'leila Yom HaKippurim arvis. Fascinating lashonos in the Rambam. V'chozer u'mizvada b'shachras v'musav u'mincha v'ni'ila chozer mizvada v'chozer mizvada. Yom Kippur is a day of vidoy. V'hechan mizvada yachir achar tfilaso shliach tzibar b'emtza tfilaso b'bracha revius. So what we have for the Rambam is Yom Kippur very much as a Yom HaVidui. The Vidui of Yom Kippur starts by Mincha of Erev Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam highlights Chozer Misvada, Chozer Misvada, Chozer Misvada, right? Afal Pishi Svada, Chozer Misvada, right? Highlighting the idea that we have a kind of asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah in Perek Gimel, when the Rambam is discussing the topic of Hallel, says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are both days of Yira Fachar Tshuva, not days of Simcha Yisera. That's why we don't say Hallel. So there's no question that there's Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah, but we don't recite Vidui in Rosh Hashanah. And this is one of the, I think, most dramatic examples that we can use once again to restate the position that the mitzvah, right, of tshuva hyphen vidui has a particular architecture to it. The hainu tshuva is the kiyum shebalev, or person, right, all of the inyanos shegomer belibo. And then, v'chayav lizvados b'svasa v'lomar inyanos elu shegomer belibo, a person then has to verbalize, articulate, and to state out loud all of the things that a person had concluded, had registered, had resolved internally. So the way that that works over the course of the 10 days is you begin, of course, on Rosh Hashanah by doing tshuva, by engaging in very significant introspection, right? Kishtei shiyala zichronecham lefanai letova. So Rosh Hashanah is a day where we suppress the Maisa, right? We suppress the Vidui, so as to lend greater moment to the Kiyum, to the sense of Tshuva Balev. Then what happens is over the course of those 10 days, right, as we'll get to, right, we know that we have Slichos, so we do recite Vidui. By the time we get to Yom Kippur, the emphasis, hopefully the internal work has been, for the most part, done. One is no longer introspecting, but v'chayal izvados b'svasa v'lomar nyanos elu shagamar belivo v'chozer misvada v'chozer misvada v'chozer misvada. It's a day of concretizing the aseres yimei tshuva and what that opportunity has been all about. Hopefully, what it's meant to a person, and what a person has been able to achieve over the course of that time period.